This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The woes of the crooked left continue. They are crooked. And more people realized that and showed up at the polls to reinforce that, you know what, we're tired of this. People in America have grown weary. I know people listening to this program, the Kevin Jackson Network, you're weary. You get up every day, you fight for the same. You shouldn't have to get up every day fighting, right? You should get up with the idea of what is this day going to bring joyously to me. You can't get up that way as long as leftists are in control. They are always after you. And that was reflected in the election. People are sick of the accusations of racism and sexism, etc. People are sick of going out there individually trying to contribute to society in some form. And you know what the Democrats do? They demonize you. Demon is in their name. They demonize you. Well, there's no N, but you know what I mean. So You get to the point where you're saying, look, is there anything I do that you like? You ever been in a relationship and all somebody do is a negative, negative, negative? I can tell you, I had friends and all that the wife would say about the guy was negative, negative, negative. He would just roll his eyes and, you know, just kind of grin and bear it. And I remember that Thoreau, you know, most men lead lives of quiet desperation. And I would just think to myself, how could you just sit there and take that? Negative, negative, negative. And actually, one day I asked her, I said, why do you always talk about your husband negatively? Does he do anything good? And then I kind of walked away. I said it jokingly. But it was just droning on and on and on. And I could almost sense him go, thank you. You look, I'm not here to get in people's relationships, but if you're in a relationship with somebody, is there anything positive that they've done? Maybe early on. And oh, by the way, you might want to reflect on what you're doing. See, this is where Democrats are. It's easy. America sucks. American men are policing and all men are toxic and, you know, conservative women are being beaten. And it's just whoa, 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 whoa. And then you go, okay, well, what do you like about it? If everything about America is negative, what do you like? I like that I have the ability to change it. Well, isn't that one good thing about America is you could change it? I mean, I'm going to go look for something positive. I live in this country. Are there better places to live? I don't think so. I've been to a lot of those places, lived in a lot of them. I don't think they're better. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I could give it a shot. But you know what? I don't think so. I'm cool here. I actually kind of like it. I like freedom. I like the American spirit. I like the way we approach things. Maybe it's because I haven't experienced enough. I've experienced quite a bit, much more than the average American. But maybe I could experience more and there'd be some nirvana or some Valhalla. I don't know, I'd be dead, but or whatever, right? Some utopia that exists. But let me tell you what I've noticed. I've noticed everybody running from those utopias and coming to America. So, excuse me if I'm not quite buying it because I'm using logic and reasoning to say, well, show me where I should go, and I'll show you people coming from there to America in droves. Is China wonderful? Perhaps. I've lived there. So maybe, I mean, it was great, but I couldn't wait to get home. And I'll tell you, ask me which way the direction flows. Are more Chinese coming to America or is it vice versa? What? Give me your next utopia. Been to a lot of countries in Africa. Beautiful continent. Beautiful continent. Are more Africans coming to America or are we going the other way? I'm just curious. Somebody asking for a friend, an African friend. So I have common sense enough to go, I'm not buying it. The woes for the left continue, and they continue for good reason. It's because these people are demented. They're tortured souls who can never find happiness because they're not looking for it. They've been trained to look at the negativity of everything. They don't know how to go, you know what, I got to roll with the punches. And let me tell you why I think it is. I think it's because they don't have a spiritual base. I think they don't understand that there's something bigger than they. I think that because they have that gap in their soul, it's a hole. It's like at the end of Tombstone when Doc Holliday is saying something about one of these guys. He says he has a hole in his soul. It can never be filled because he can't fill it with something that gives him this idea that there is more to life than what you are putting into it. All this to talk about Facebook. First of all, folks, the moderate free speech advocate Elon Musk buys Twitter. And that purchase, even when he just bought that first part, it sent a shockwave through the leftist-controlled social media world, right? Elon Musk bought like 9 or 10% of Twitter, or maybe 11, I don't remember. He spent like $3.54 billion buying a piece of it, and they were like, I can't believe Elon Musk, you know, because he just wanted a voice. And then the dude from Babylon Bee said, why don't you just buy the thing? And Elon Musk saw his tweet and said, maybe I will. And what did he do? He did it. And then what did Elon Musk do? He exposed that these guys were liars. I know we're going to get to, yeah, we talked a little bit about the election stuff and we get more and more results. But I want to cover this because I think this is so much bigger than what the election was. You'll understand here in a bit. So anyway, sends his shockwave. He finally makes the purchase. And what do we discover? Twitter was lying. Twitter was, they were holding us back. But Twitter was lying bigger than that, worse than that. Twitter was putting bots up and you know, faking the numbers. We have this many people. And so he acquired this Gestapo-led social media giant. First thing he does is he cuts the management team. He says, you're gone. He's reevaluating their golden parachutes because he's saying, no, you lied. You have to represent what's really there. So they're not going to get their millions of dollars. And that's only the beginning. Now, he's reducing the staff by half. I want to talk more about this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about the woes of the left. And the woes of the left came in the midterms. The woes of the left have come in everything that they've looked at. Whether it's inflation, whether it's rents. I mean, which, of course, is part of inflation. But inflation, global climate change. You know what's funny? Let me just tell you right now, this is going to be a shocker for a lot of people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, but we're coming up on winter. And so it's about to get cold. Yeah. No, that's it. That was the news. It's about to get cold. And I know, global climate change, right? Yes, there's about to be a change in the climate. In fact, there already has been. In the last month, you probably noted that it's gotten a bit colder. I'm going to make a guess. There were areas of the country where the leaves of the trees changed colors and then fell off. Yeah, I know. It coincides with this condition called fall. Autumn for some. I know. And, oh, by the way, in case you're wondering what else is, you know, do you can count on, while I'm making this little speech on the radio, Democrats are creating or are causing lots of crime. There's lots of criminal activity going on. The Democrats are fleecing you for money in order to commit their crimes, in order to do the not the crimes that you see, the drive-bys, the smash-and-grab robberies and things like that, the ones you don't see, the ones that fund climate change and all this nonsense around vaccines and what have you. These are their woes. The Democrats' woes are, give me, oh, it's my body, I can do what I want. Okay, why did you lock me down? Why did you force me to get a vaccine? See, everything that they do, when they tell you, oh, we're going to do one thing, you can easily spot the other thing and go, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. If I can, you know, you're giving me permission to kill my baby, except in the time of COVID. Except then. And don't even get me going into the stats and stuff. Folks, I'm trying to talk about Facebook. I know you're going to, yeah, I want to go ahead and do a spoiler alert. I'm going to talk about Facebook. But what I'm telling you right now is this is what we're up against. The insanity. So when somebody like an Elon Musk says, wait a minute, man, you guys are spreading disinformation yourselves. You're lying. You're kicking people off of your platform who have done nothing except posit a theory, posit a query, posit a thought, and you're saying, oh, we can't have that thought. So you're thought police. You won't even let certain things go. And then we find out, oh my goodness, they happen to be right, which in my case, I got kicked off of Twitter because I dare ask Jack Dorsey, I said, why do you not declare the New York Times disinformation when they lied about how Officer Sicknick got killed? By the way, let's play this clip. This is Carrie Lake responding to that very question and what they thought was going to be a gotcha question. Listen to how she answers this.
I'm Chris Lake from CBS News.
Hi, Chris.
I don't know if you've seen this ad attacking you.
Which one, Chris?
The mother of Brian Sicknick, the Capitol Police officer that died the day after January 6th. She, in an attack ad, is saying that people like you specifically are responsible for her son's death. I'm curious, what do you think when you hear that?
What's her name?
The mother of Brian Sicknick?
Yeah.
I think it's Cindy Sicknick.
Cindy, I just want to say to Cindy Sicknick, I'm so sorry about the death of your son. It is tragic. I'm a mother myself, and that is, it breaks my heart. That is a wound when you lose a child, no matter how old they are, that never heals. And so I don't want to disparage her. She doesn't know me. I wasn't anywhere near the Capitol on January 6th. And I understand that her son died, I think, the following day of a stroke or natural causes. And I feel for her, and I see the pain in her eyes. And I would never try to disparage or hurt her, because I know when a mother has pain like that, there's no way to heal that. And that's why I feel for these moms and dads who hit me up on the campaign trail, and they grab me. And you can spot them from across the room. There is a loss in their lives that can never be replaced. And we're losing thousands of young people. When they tell me they lost a son to fentanyl, when they lost a daughter to fentanyl poisoning, this is why we are pushing so hard to secure that border and stop fentanyl from pouring across. I'm used to attack ads. I've had probably more money spent against me than any candidate in Arizona in attack ads. But the people know me here. They're not believing what they're seeing in the attack ads. I've been in their homes for 27 years. And additionally, besides attack ads, I've had 100% negative lying coverage by the fake news of me and my campaign and our people. And so we've withstood that. And we will win. And we're going to do great things for Arizona despite what you guys say.
See, that's a lady that gets it. She says, I'm not going to disparage her. She says, I was nowhere near the Capitol. And here's the critical piece. I don't know if he caught this. She says her son died of a stroke. Natural causes. And then Carrie Lake does what she should have done. She pivoted back to fentanyl. Where's that coming from? China. How's it getting in? Over the border. See, that's good quality campaigning right there. That's what you want to do. See, that's the problem. If we have more people that understood the media and what they're trying to do and knew how to pivot like that, we could end this. We could end leftists stop them dead in their tracks. How dare you? She says people like Carrie Lake are to blame. Carrie Lake's like, I wasn't anywhere near the Capitol. And oh, by the way, I'm not going to disparage you, but I do know your son died of natural causes. So don't try to put this on us. And oh, by the way, you want to know the real problem? Fentanyl, China, the border, leftism. So see, this is what I love about this. This is what I love about being a conservative. I love that Elon Musk stepped in and sent it. He said he did more than send a shot over the bow. Musk torpedoed the Twitter ship, and he's already got a new one coming out of dry dock. A new, better one. It's like going from a diesel-powered sub to a nuclear-powered sub. You gotta love it. So we've got this whole new breed of fighters who are out there saying, things are going to be different. You responded during the midterms. You said, you know what? Enough is enough. Many of the people that used to be against you joined you. Millions of Democrats, millions of independents said, you know what? I'm seeing this finally for what it was. I'm not seeing Trump the way they wanted me to see him anymore. I'm not seeing conservatism the way I used to see it. I'm not seeing the Republicans the way I used to see them, even though, don't misunderstand me, the Republicans still have their problems. Our leadership stinks. So you look at all these things that are going on, and you say, what's going on with leftism? Well, leftism is in the midst of turmoil. And when I get into this Facebook piece of it, I'm going to show you that this isn't conjecture on my part. This is legit. We've already talked about the stats for the NFL. We've talked about the stats for all sports that got woke. We've talked about companies that got woke that are out of business. We talked about the award shows in Hollywood and what's going on with them and got woke. When we come back, we'll talk about Facebook.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Both candidates in a key Senate race say it could take some time before a winner is known. Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Mastro is running against Republican Adam Laxalt in Nevada. That race is one of the few outstanding results from election night, and it could tip the balance of power in the Senate. This as a race in Georgia is heading to a runoff.
Georgia's closely watched race between incumbent Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker appears to be headed for a December 6th runoff, according to a top official for the Georgia Secretary of State's office. Gabriel Sterling, Georgia's chief operating officer, tweeted Wednesday morning that while county officials are still doing their detailed work on counting the votes, we feel it is safe to say there will be a runoff. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftist woes are all around, folks. It's not just the midterm votes. It's not just the fact that they continually have to cheat. It's not just the fact that they continually have to demonize you and call you an election denier, call you a MAGA or an ultra-MAGA, or whatever they have to do to make themselves feel better. It's not just that. Look at everything that's happening with these people. Look at the media changes, for example, over the past few months. CNN going back to real news. Demotions. Demoted Don Lemon. Firings. Firing Chris Cuomo. Firing Stelter. Was he on MSNBC or was he? I think he was CNN, right? Brian Stelter. Big names gone. Look at their ratings. MSNBC was down 20% from the previous report. This is, I read an 11-1 report, November 1st of this year, down 20%. CNN, not a single show over 1 million viewers. In fact, 624,000 was their biggest show. MSNBC only had one show at the top 2 million. It was the one night that Rachel Maddow's on. She's still demanding an audience, apparently. Creeped over 2 million. In comparison, Fox had four or five shows that were over 2 million, and two of their shows were over 3 million. Now, as you guys know, I'm no homer for Fox, but what I am a homer for is watching the left's media, which has been dominated. They are nothing more than a tool of the Democratic Party, watching them suffer. Now, you can say what you want about Fox. It's at least somewhat balanced when you look at shows like Tucker and Hannity and Laura Ingraham and others. So there is at least that balance. So I'm not going to decry it. Be successful. It's what you're supposed to be. But I'm just telling you, the signs are all around you. I talked earlier about the reward shows and all these other things. The NFL ratings, basketball ratings. Anybody that's celebrated BLM on the basketball court and had fists raised and things like this, they're all suffering. And anybody that wants to be woke with them, if you want to be NASCAR and get woke, same thing's going to happen to you. You want to be a capitalist and get woke? Watch what happens to you. But this isn't the only problem that leftists have, folks. Along with America recognizing fake news from what was previously known as journalism, we also have become hip to how social media joined the left. And as everybody knows, Zuckerberg poured $400 million to influence the 2020 presidential election. But before him, Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post, saving it from bankruptcy, all to target Donald Trump. How's that working out for him? Jeff Bezos under Biden is suffering the most that he has in his capitalist career outside of startup. Back to Zuckerberg, the guy who intentionally tried to influence presidential elections with his money. A blatant attempt. Use his social media platform to propagate some lie of Russian collusion, which, by the way, didn't even amount to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, that's all it amounted to, I should say. And this guy spends $400 million in order to influence the elections. Drop boxes and who knows what he paid. Who knows where that dark money went, as they call it. But I bet you this, it went to dark people, colored folk. People willing to do his bidding. And while this big donation, if you will, provided cover for the real election thieves, the anti-Trump Democrats and rhinos, in the end, it was a bomb that blew up in Zuckerberg's hand. Look at the carnage now of Facebook post-Trump. If you think that the media is struggling post-Trump, because think about the ratings CNN had when Trump was in office. go back and look at 2020, 2019. Go look at CNN's ratings during that time and look at them now. But if you think that's a problem, look at Zuckerberg. And yet another sign, this is a guy writing this, of big tech industry woes. Social media giant Meta Platforms, Inc., the parent company of Facebook, is planning on laying off thousands of employees. Yep, that's happening today. According to the Wall Street Journal, this follows the news that Twitter boss Elon Musk ordered wide-scale layoffs at his company last week, cutting staff by 50% from 7,500 to 3,750. Oh, my God. That was music to my ears. 3,750 people. Elon Musk essentially came in and said, I don't need half of you. I can run this company with half my brain and one arm tied behind my back. Bam, you're gone. You're dead weight. I don't need you. Most of these people were set up with some social justice nonsense probably in their titles. I'll look at the tech guys. See, I'll look at those guys. And by the way, if you designed an algorithm that targeted people, you're going to be fired. Anyway, they say there's some ads circulating that Elon Musk is asking for some of those people to come back. I don't believe it. Well, I do believe that you could say, okay, you're gone, but then we go back and figure out, you know what, maybe you were caught in the crossfire. Maybe somebody vouched for you and said, hey, Elon, you let a good guy go. Regardless, we'll figure it out. But here's what I will tell you. Twitter's better off with Elon Musk at the helm and with 3,750 people roughly gone. They're better off. They go on to say this, these will be the first large-scale terminations in the history of the 18-year-old company that made, by the way, Zuckerberg the youngest billionaire. Have you seen the story about him? What a piece of work that guy was. Stole the code from his partners, then tried to ace them out by watering down, diluting their stock. They said employees were told to cancel non-essential travel beginning this week, according to reports. Let me just say this from a business perspective. Facebook should have done this long ago. See, Facebook's been running fat, dumb, and happy because they've been under the cover of the United States government who says, we can get your data. You know, they're in cahoots. The leaders of the free world meet with Zuckerberg so they can plan our demise. So they can go, well, kick that Kevin Jackson off or kick that guy off. This guy's voice is getting too powerful. Kick him off. You can't sue him.
You know how much money we spent investing in Facebook? I'm not talking about physical money. I'm talking about time and energy that went into building our site only to wake up one day and it's gone arbitrarily with nothing, not some panel or some trick. I mean, can you imagine if I were the cops, if this were cops, that technically they killed me and nobody gets to question it. They killed my persona on Facebook and I can't question it. But if the cops shot me, my family could get millions of dollars. Now with Facebook. It said, while the percentage of people is expected to be lower than Twitter's in terms of the firings, Facebook has a much larger workforce. They have 87,000 employees. So the actual number of people who are going to get let go, probably going to be a little bit higher. Good. Good. See, there's one. First of all, run it like a business. Say to yourself, who are the best employees? Who's delivering the best quality product? But you know what Facebook's going to face? Facebook is going to face this idea of how much a wokeism played in what it does. And that's what they're going through now. I'll put it this way. You can't be competitive if all you're trying to do is destroy half of the people that you're trying to reach and you want to play wokeism. If you want to do that, you are going to suffer the consequences. That's how business works. And that's the beauty of capitalism. Capitalism doesn't care about your wokeism. It doesn't care how many Guatemalan midgets you hire. It doesn't care what intersectionality you want to brag about. What it cares about are results. And everything these companies are doing that are buying into this nonsense, they should be talking to people like me. They should have people like me coming into their offices, talking to their management team and saying, look, you want to play this stupid game, you're going to be out of business. Wake up, grow up. You're all adults. Stop hiring these millennials, these Generation Z people to do nothing but cry about, oh, here's my problem. I got a hangnail and he made me come to work. And why can't I get more sick days and whatever? If you want that, you're going to have it. Ask the average manager today how they feel about what's happening in the workforce. Ask them. I could give you story after story, but I'll tell you, a girl looked at another girl, and my buddy gets a phone call that says, I want my manager fired because she gave me a rough look. And he's like, well, what happened? And the manager didn't even know what she was talking about. She goes, I don't even remember looking in her direction. You know, obviously, I'm here running the store. That's what the whole thing was about. This girl was having a bad day because her manager looked at her wrong. And the guy thought it was a joke. It wasn't. He had to take it up to HR. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds.
options. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about Facebook, a.k.a. Meta, or whatever Zuckerberg is calling it now. Which, by the way, horrible thing to do, to change your brand like that.
Facebook was synonymous. Now that, we're going to do Meta. He's creating this whole new world, this virtual world. We'll get to that in just a bit. 18 years, folks, no layoffs. Not even having to look at his bottom line, because this guy opened being worth like $71 billion, and it shot up and up and up. A valuation that probably is overpriced. Maybe it's just a market correction, and we'll get to the numbers here in just a second. But I want to talk about the symbolism of this. 18 years of no layoffs. 18 years of leftist tormenting conservatives with no repercussions. Until now. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Isn't it fitting that on the heels of the red wave, the guy who had invested $400 million to oust Donald Trump in a big coup, that Zuckerberg now faces the stark reality of what he's done, what he's built? They write this: Meta CEO and co-founder Mark Zuckerberg was aware of the issue of having to essentially make the adjustment to his staff, 87,000 employees, saying in a June-wide meeting, realistically, there are probably a bunch of people at the company who shouldn't be here. Now, you have to be very cautious in how you interpret that with a lefty like Zuckerberg, because he might have been talking about he's outing some conservatives. We don't want any conservatives in our company. But I suspect if Zuckerberg's really being real with himself, I mean really being real, want to emphasize real there, if he's being true to self, he understands he's got a bunch of woke people that he doesn't need, a bunch of people that got diversity, equity, inclusion in their titles that he doesn't need, a bunch of people who are talking about wokeness and changing the culture of his company in a way that he never envisioned. And if he's smart, he'll do what Elon Musk did, and he'll just cut 50% of them. Because I can promise you this, if Facebook cut 50% of its employees, they wouldn't miss them. It's like the government. If the government laid off 50% of its employees, they wouldn't miss any of them. I can tell you this as a fact. If the government cut 50% of its budget, nothing would be impacted. That's how big Facebook's gotten. Now, it's like a big government arm that spies on you. Anyway, the Wall Street Journal, they asked this question. How did the number of employees balloon to such levels? Here's what the Wall Street Journal said. Meta, like other tech giants, went on a hiring spree during the pandemic as life and business shifted more online. It added more than 27,000 employees in 2020 and 2021 and added a further 15,344 in the first 9 months of this year, about one-fourth of that during the most recent quarter. So even while this guy should have been looking at his business plan and foreseeing the future of what's going on, he's hiring 27,000 people, then another 15,000 people. For those of you doing the math, that is 43,000 people. That's all. It's what, half his staff? They go on to say this: not only is the company bloated, but they've taken some big bets that haven't paid off. See, that's what happens when you have a rank rookie who stole the company and really didn't innovate the company taking over. He said Mark Zuckerberg has reportedly wagered at least $15 billion. Some estimates are as high as $70 billion on the virtual metaverse, but has yet to see widespread success. So what did they do? They bought Oculus, you know, the glasses, the virtual reality company, and they were going to move all this stuff into the metaverse. And by the way, it is a great concept. I have friends, I'll tell you real quickly, they were trying to give you the experience of going to see a Broadway show where literally they would come and pick you up in a limo. You get in the car. They drive you through New York. It would be the identical city of New York. They would, you know, the traffic, the sights, the sounds, etc. You go to, it would drop you off. You get out of the car, and, you know, chauffeur opens the door for you. Then you go and you sit in a virtual theater, and you could go see Beauty and the Beast or The Lion King. Or God forbid, Hamilton, which sucked on ice. But whatever. You could have the Hollywood experience in a virtual world. They also would do things where you could be a batter in a baseball game. You could face Verlander's 99-mile-per-hour sinker. You know, just imagine what the world will be when they work all this stuff out. Now, maybe Facebook is going to come out of this okay. But right now, 15, some estimates as high as $70 billion on this virtual place that apparently Facebook hasn't figured out yet. The guy says, Zuck's digital world, the enthusiasm for Zuck's digital world was so low that even his own employees were not interested in the buggy flagship metaverse app. Horizon Worlds is what it was called. Here's the, I want to get to these numbers because this is what gets me. They say, also contributing to Meta's woes are increased competition from TikTok and Apple's requirement that users opt in to the tracking of their devices. That rule has hampered social media platforms' ability to target ads. So they've taken away Zuckerberg's ability to monetize, where he would automatically get, they turned your phone on automatically to him before, but Apple went, not so much, not anymore. I took Facebook off my phone. I don't want it. So they said, this guy writes, from a personal standpoint, I've asked many under 25s about their preferences, and they almost universally snarl at Facebook and increasingly even at the Meta-owned Instagram. So Zuckerberg's got to be looking at, what's the future for me? Here's what really got me, though. They said, Meta stock has dropped by a whopping 70%. This year, 70% drop in stock. Now, former management consultant, guilty. If you were to bring me into your company and I were to look over everything Zuckerberg's doing, here's what I'd say. I'd say, first of all, you've offended half of the people. Now, that may bolster you with others, but you've offended half of the people. And, oh, you want to know something really bad? You offended the half of the people who spend the most money. You've offended the half of the people who are the least likely to look for outs. In other words, if Facebook said, like Twitter, Elon Musk says, I'm going to give you $8, you know, you may have to pay me $8 a month to get your blue check mark. Well, you know what? There are lots of people, conservatives, who say, it's Elon doing it, and he's going to be fair. I'll probably give you my $8 a month. If Elon Musk can turn the blue check marks into $100 a year, I don't know how many people are on Twitter. I don't know how many of them have a blue check mark. But $100 a year, let's say there's 20 million of them that are willing to give $100 a year. He's already got $2 billion back in his pocket, and he hasn't done much. And God forbid, he actually opens it up to people and says, you know, here, let's get your message out. Kevin, you want to grow your base? I'm going to teach you how to do that. And I'm going to let you have control of them. You're going to be able to communicate with them. Meanwhile, Elon, he's saying, look, if you're on Twitter and you've been feasting with this Gestapo-led Twitter, enjoy yourselves. But I'm going to bring other people back. And if some of you want to leave, 10, 15% of you, whatever, go. Because when I bring this 40, 50%, you know, whatever the percentage of conservatives back, that dollar's worth more to me anyway. Folks, if I were a Meta investor, I would ask the DOJ to take out Zuckerberg, not in a physical way, but to remove him. Create a scandal or something. And reinstall Trump as president, because the numbers don't lie. Americans have revolted against Facebook.
And I think Zuckerberg's approval probably reigns down there with Nancy Pelosi's, because under Trump, Facebook was feasting. It was feasting. Even with its Gestapo tactics, it was feasting. Now Facebook has lost, under Biden, let's not forget that, 70% of its value in a year. I'll tell you this, don't be surprised if you see many, many tens of thousands of people let go.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.